الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are talking about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. We mentioned yesterday the nature of this ayah, which is a hukum, which is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it begins with ordering us to have taqwa of Allah Jalla Jalalu. So the first and foremost thing is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, to be concerned the utmost about not displeasing Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, out of all different kinds of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one thing, which is قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the word of truth. Not something which is concocted, convoluted, straight. And something which is true, fact. Speak the truth. If you see this hukum of Allah Jalla Jalalu, speaking the truth, standing for the truth, acting on the truth, this is the foundation of all goodness. What is La ilaha illallah? It is the truth. La ilaha illallah is the truth. Whether anyone accepts it or does not accept it, it is the fact that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, he said, قُلْ أَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. He said, say, the truth is your Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Haqq. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. If somebody wants to accept, let him accept. If somebody wants to reject, let him reject. Does not change the fact. Does not change the truth. Speak the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a young man came to him, and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I want to reform myself. I want to change my life. Unfortunately, I am involved in all kinds of wrong things. And whatever it is, anything which is wrong, I do. So, you know, you name it, I do it. And also, I am a weak person. If you tell me to give up all of these things, I can't give them up. So, but I am willing to give up one thing. One thing. So, tell me, which one should I give up? And he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all that he was doing. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, speak the truth. Give up telling lies. He said, do not tell lies. Speak the truth. Now, he was doing many other things, apparently much worse. For example, he might have been drinking alcohol or gambling or fornicating, Allah knows best. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not tell him to stop any of that. He told him only one thing. He said, speak the truth. Be truthful. Now, the man, he accepted, he made this promise to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I will not tell a lie. I will always speak the truth. Now when he goes to, time for him to go to his club, he thinks to himself, tomorrow when I meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asks me, what did you do yesterday evening? What do I tell him? I went to the club to have a drink, to gamble or whatever. I can't do that. I will be ashamed before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can I tell him I went and did something haram? So he stopped. And so also for all the things, all the wrong things that he used to do. So any time he thought of doing that wrong thing, the thought in his mind was, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks me about this, what will I tell him? Because I promised that I will not tell a lie. So I have to tell the truth. And if I have to tell the truth, then the truth is bad. If I do this, then I have to tell him that yes, I did this, which is haram. So how can I do that? So he stopped doing it. So one thing which he stopped, which is to tell lies, he stopped everything else. It stopped him from all the evil in his life. The man completely completely changed. The point I'm making is also the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he said, do not even tell a lie as a joke. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised Jannah for those people who do not even tell a lie as a joke. Because sometimes, jokingly, we say this happened, that happened, whatever. I mean, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not even tell a lie as a joke. Now, we have made lying a fine art. Yeah, we call it advertising. It's a whole industry, a profession by itself. It's a fine art, how to tell lies. How to justify, and how to sort of clothe the reality in clothes of lies, where the reality either looks better than what it is or does not look as bad as it is. We have made this into a fine art, telling lies. We have made lying in certain things halal on ourselves. We say, ah, it's okay. Why, you are saying something which is factually incorrect. No, it's okay. How can it be okay? When Allah said it's not okay, when the Prophet ﷺ said it's not okay, how can it be okay? And if you do that, then how do you expect any good to come out of it? Because if you are going against the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the teaching of Rasulullah ﷺ, how can any good come out of that action? No, seriously, we have to ask, if we are Muslims, we have to ask ourselves this question. You just pray 5 times Salah, in the masjid, this, that, la ilaha illallah, what not? And then you tell a lie, and then you say, no, it's okay. How can it be okay? How can it be okay? So the issue is, and again, see, this is an absolute order. Allah did not say, speak the truth in all big matters. In small matters, it's okay. No, speak the truth. Qulu qawlan sadida. In which situation? Every situation. Every situation. Speak the truth in every situation. So diplomacy does not consist of telling lies. This is a big mistaken impression. Diplomacy consists of speaking the truth, but also understanding the time and place for speaking that truth. So that is important, and that should be understood and done. That if something is to be said, for example, criticizing somebody in public, it may be the truth. I mean, it's not as if you're not telling a lie, you're telling the truth. But you choose and say, no, this one I will not say it here. I will take the person aside and I will tell this person that thing aside. So it's, you are not lying, but you are doing something which is saving you from more harm. So instead of telling somebody directly to his face something which is, it causes more harm than good. So that, but you are not telling a lie. You are not saying what you are doing is okay. It's not okay, but I will not tell you here, I will tell you somewhere else. So things of looking at the time and place to say something, this is fine. But to speak something which is not true, to cover up things, to speak in convoluted ways which do not give the actual fact, these are, or also included in this is also for those people in authority, to keep silent about things which they should speak. This also amounts to lying, because if there is something that, and this is not for everybody, but people in authority, imams and khatibs and leaders and so on, in terms of the household, the parents, especially fathers, what needs to be said must be said. Not to say it is as good as lying, because you are hiding the truth. So if there is, just because you want to be, within quote, sound nice, or you think you are being polite. No, there is nothing polite about that. If there is something to be said, it must be said in so many words clearly. By all means, think of the time and place. I'm not saying do that on the street, but at the same time, keeping silent about something where you should have spoken, this is not from the sunnah, and this amounts to telling lies. So I remind myself and you, let us make this make a pledge to ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will not tell lies, that we will always speak the truth, which means that we will say what needs to be said in the right place at the right time, but we will say what needs to be said and we will not hide the truth. And as I said, this is the foundation of Iman. La ilaha illallah is the truth, and that is why Islam is the truth. Islam is based on fact. Islam is not based on fiction. Islam is not based on concept, on philosophy, on something you made up on your own. No, Islam is based on actual fact. Whether somebody accepts it or does not accept it is immaterial. La ilaha illallah is the truth. And that's why Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida, and speak the truth. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are always truthful and who stand for the truth and who do not say anything which is false. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.